News in detail from Brian Jennings.
The budgetary watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, has urged the government to take steps now to ensure state and public sector pensions are funded into the future. Otherwise, it warns that tensions will arise when a smaller, younger working population will have to pay more to fund a larger retired population. The council recommends the setting up of a state pension fund and using windfall receipts from corporation tax. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
IFAC has long warned the government of the looming cost of funding pensions, as the proportion of retired people to the working age population is set to double by 2050. Last year, the government ruled out raising the age when workers are entitled to receive the state pension from the current age of 66. It indicated PRSI contributions will have to go up, but stopped short of saying by how much or who would be expected to pay. IFAC said this obscured the trade-off between a lower retirement age today and future costs. It says if PRSI rates were raised by 3.5% now, so-called baby boomers would pay more towards their pensions while they're still working, rather than loading younger workers with even higher rates of PRSI in the future. It also suggests setting aside some of the windfall receipts of corporation tax, which might lower the overall costs of pensions. It says governments should be required to put in place credible plans on financing pensions on a long-term basis.
Last month saw the lowest number of properties available to rent through the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme. As Simon Communities report shows that just 29 discretionary HAP rentals were available, 21 of the properties were in Dublin. The homeless charity has also called on the government to consider reversing its decision to lift the eviction ban. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
These quarterly reports by the Simon Communities examine the experience of people who are on low incomes and who are dependent on HAP in order to access housing in the private rental market. The latest locked-out report assessed the availability of properties last month within both the standard and discretionary HAP limits. It looked in 16 areas around the country for properties that would suit single people, couples and families with children. Just 29 discretionary HAP rentals were available and 21 of those properties were in Dublin. This is a similar finding to many recent locked-out reports where the supply of HAP properties were predominantly in the capital. For the second time since the locked-out series began 8 years ago, there were no properties available within a standard HAP rate. The Simon Communities have called on the government to consider reversing the decision to lift the eviction ban in the coming days to give it time for other options.
Every child in the country should receive one free hot meal in school every day. A government-commissioned evaluation of the state's school meals programme has recommended. The plan has received the backing of the Minister for Social Protection, who later today is expected to set out details of a plan to expand the programme and increase in the state subsidy. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The school meals programme currently provides nutritious food to children in 1,600 schools across the state, but only 500 of those schools provide hot cooked meals. That number will double soon under plans Heather Humphreys is expected to announce later this morning to extend hot meals to all disadvantaged and special primary schools by September, and from next year expansion to all schools gradually will begin. The minister will also announce a badly needed increase in rates paid to suppliers for meals. All of these measures were recommended in an evaluation report to be published today. It made positive findings about the impact of free school meals, how they help children to concentrate in class and to feel happy.
Pope Francis remains in hospital in Rome this morning, where he's being treated for a respiratory infection. A Vatican statement said the Pope had breathing difficulties in recent days, but does not have COVID and will need to spend a few days in hospital. Pope Francis had presided over his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square yesterday. This is the busiest time of the year for the 86-year-old pontiff, with many events and services scheduled ahead of the Easter weekend. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A triple plus rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
So Sunny spells and showers today. Some heavy rain will develop in the southwest later this afternoon. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees.